This is Lori Prox. I'm here with Shannon Major and Jenny Kelly of Valdez High School. First off, thanks for all the work you two are doing. You didn't anticipate being the school counselor and the senior class rep on this much work for putting graduation together, because everything has changed. But you guys have come up with some great ways to celebrate the 2020 senior graduating class of Valdez High School. So thank you for your work, and thanks for coming on the air. We want to share with the community how they can be a part of this great graduation ceremony. So, Shannon, maybe start off by telling us what the plans are.
Thanks, Lori. This is turning out to be quite an event. We are looking to have the community join us in celebrating our senior class. You may have noticed that they have their banners hung down Egan Street. So you can see who is participating in this amazing graduation ceremony. We are organizing senior parade of vehicles on May 20th, which was our original graduation date. And we are going to be rolling at 7 o'clock and doing kind of the town loop. So my senior class is going to be staging at the city dock, and we will be getting organized and lined up there, and then it'll really start about Egan Drive and then go down Hazlett, around Robe River Drive, up Mills Avenue. The kids really wanted to go under the sign, so we're looping out so they can come back under the sign and go down Egan Drive again before they move to their private ceremony at Herman Hutchins Elementary School parking lot.
It sounds like a lot of fun, but we do want to make sure that you're following all the rules for social distancing. You guys have taken all of that into consideration, and in your end, you've got that all figured out. But for the community, the staging area is not where the public needs to go. You would like to see them along the parade route, right?
Absolutely. We tried to make it so that the residents can be spread out and kind of come out to the ends of their streets, along the sidewalks, maintaining, you know, at least 6 to 10 feet between families. You know, put a couple sidewalk squares in between you. You can get in your cars and park in the parking lots, you know, kind of like you would do for the Gold Rush Parade, but you need to stay in your cars if you're parked right next to somebody else. Around Robe River Drive, you can park in the middle school parking lot and face the road, because they want to drive by and see their school one last time.
Yeah, so there are a lot of opportunities for people to park along the route. So both the middle school parking lot, high school parking lot, all of Egan Drive, even maybe the grocery store parking lot as people are heading through meals.
Absolutely.
And up Hazlett, too, a lot of opportunities to park in those areas as well. It's going to be quite a feat to get all these cars. And how many cars?
We're looking at around 44 vehicles, and we will also be having our Valdez Police Department beginning and ending the parade, and a school bus to take us along to the last stop of their school career.
So to join in, actually, definitely anywhere along the parade route, and we're going to try to work with some seniors here at KVAK, Justin and Ricky. They have their Justin and Ricky Random Radio Show. They're going to be DJing the parade, and some of the seniors, they've been working really hard, and you can list off some of those seniors here in a moment, but we plan to make contact with some of the seniors as they're in their car and give people an update on the parade route, where they're going. I think they're planning to play some great music so that it's kind of a fun party and parade. So seniors are all going to be listening to the radios in their car, and also spectators should download the KVAK app. You can listen on your phone or have your car radio. We'll have it on both stations, and hopefully we can make that a audio party for everyone in the community, similar to like we will often do the Gold Rush Days parade. So this might be a little longer with 44 cars, but you've got a lot of organization into this parade. They're going to decorate their cars, right?
Yes, each senior is getting a bag of decorations, and they have been happily encouraged to add anything that they want. But they're going to have balloons and window paint, and we expect some horn honking and light flashing from both those in the parade and those on the sidelines watching.
Some other ideas we came up with, we were thinking through, like, how about signs and banners? You could dress up. Spectators could dress up. They'll be dressed up. You can have yard decorations. You can blow bubbles, wave flags, decorate your chairs, balloons, whatever you want to do, decorate some of the windows along the parade route. So there's a lot of ways for the community to be involved and to honor the seniors, and or even just a wave.
Yeah, and you know, Valdez is full of a lot of alumni, so if you have your old Buccaneer clothing, sweatshirts, Letterman jackets, you know, all that kind of stuff, put that on and celebrate our high school graduates this day. It would be great.
And of course, down Egan Drive, you mentioned those great banners, so that's worthy of a look. And I think the graduating seniors, everything's kind of changed, but there's some neat stuff going on. One of the classes donated some of their funds, I think it was from prom, to the food bank?
That was our senior class.
Yes, the senior class. Often there's a tradition here at Valdez High School for the senior class to create some kind of a legacy, and often it takes the form of a special painting or artwork or something that stays in the school. But this senior class opted to donate what they would spend on that to the local food bank because of the need at this time. And so they really have been stepping up in so many ways.
Well, let's talk about this class for a minute, because I got the opportunity to call each and every senior and do a senior spotlight. We normally do that, but I usually go to the school and interview every senior, but I called them on the phone and I was just amazed. I don't know why I was so amazed. They were all like right there, ready to answer the phone, ready to do the interview. I mean, I don't know, where else are they going to go? But I was impressed by their ability to answer questions. This is a very articulate class, and just the thoughtfulness in which they answered their questions and the mature way that they're handling this whole situation was pretty impressive. It really was a bright spot in my several days making those phone calls. So shout out to this class in particular, but there have been some leaders that have stepped up to make this parade and celebration happen, right?
Yes, there are. Our senior class officers were elected, of course, just like us, not knowing what this year would bring. But Sophia Palomar, Jalen Freeman, Cora Kagak, and Macy Hansen have done so much for their class in coming together with these decisions after school is no longer in session. They've spent hours on online meetings with us and taken on extra duties and just really worked hard to encourage their classmates to celebrate. And this whole graduation plan, it's really been that group that's driven it. The community has been so eager to jump in and contribute and donate, and the seniors have been the ones that have been making these decisions, and we really appreciate their leadership at this time.
The Seniors Parade is definitely a community-wide celebration, but there will actually be an opportunity for these seniors to walk across stage and get their diploma as well. Explain how that's going to work.
Yeah, so, you know, when the school closed down, that was the big question, is how are we going to celebrate our seniors? And we let them really take the charge with this. And as the time has gone on, we figured out kind of where the state of the state is at and what we can and cannot do. And they decided with a small community and the small class that they have, we can really still gather together to recognize people without being physically close. So we have a private ceremony that will be happening at the Herman Hutchins Elementary School parking lot immediately following the parade. Families, for the first time ever that I'm aware of, are going to be issued admission tickets. You hear this happening in big schools where you can only bring 4 guests. Well, same thing here. You can only bring 1 car unless you've made reservations for a second vehicle. And you will have to present your ticket in order to get into the parking lot. And then the funny thing is, even the cars have to be socially distanced during the ceremony. So we have parking lot spots measured out and assigned. And I need to give a big shout out to the City of Valdez. They have been beyond helpful in providing assistance for all of this. They are going to be setting up a big stage in the parking lot, and our seniors are going to be able to still provide their speeches just like they normally would, and they're going to get to walk across the stage and move their tassel in front of their families. And really, they're getting a true graduation ceremony. It just doesn't quite look the same as it has in previous years.
All right. And it will be at Herman Hutchins, but it is not, it's going to be plenty to put on without the community physically there, so that you do not want the community physically there. They can do the parade, but they can be a part of it by listening in.
Yes, we're very fortunate to be partnering with you, with KVAK, so that the speeches can be heard around the world, and that the student names will still get to be announced and celebrated, even if it is in the community members' homes. Yes.
There were some challenges with doing like a live stream in the parking lot, so that's not part of the plan to visually see it. But there will be a commemorative video, so thanks to Seed Media, Thomas and the gang will be putting together, and they do a fabulous job. There will be a commemorative video after the ceremony that so that people can check it out and see what it is. There will be pictures taken at the event, so it definitely will be covered. People will get an idea of what it is. An actual stream is not happening, but audio is happening. So just to be clear, folks can listen on their terrestrial radio systems or in their car, whatever, or, you know, after the parade, hang out in your car, listen to the speeches, or download the KVAK app, or it's actually on the live stream. It will be on the live stream in on kvakradio.com. So Grandma in Kalamazoo, and we'll be sending out an KVAK email newspaper, a special edition that details exactly how to download the app. So we think even Grandma will understand how to download the app if and listen to it wherever, or how to log on to the computer and listen in. So that should be great fun. And then shout out also to Chris Wiles, who is doing sound. So
absolutely,
if it's a beautiful day and then we'll be picking up sound from his PA system. So if it's a beautiful day and the windows are down, you know, other than the distancing between the cars, right, a little bit of steel between them, it should be a great opportunity to do the ceremony. And then if it's raining, you know, they'll rely a little bit more on the stream or the radio in their car type of thing. So, but definitely that the folks out there will be able to listen to both the radio and check out the commencement speeches and all of that good stuff on the different avenues. So a lot of work went into this. I don't know if there's other folks to mention. I know we were standing in the parking lot at Herman Hutchins the other day, and there's a whole host of people involved in making this come together.
There are. It's been quite the production. I think definitely our senior class that has stepped up to help out. Lori, you at KVAK has been amazing in helping us get this together. Seed Media has been wonderful in providing ideas that we haven't been able to think of. Chris Wiles with the sound system. Joe Prox is offering up his photography skills for our class. The city of Valdez has been amazing. Our own Valdez City School District has said, whatever you want to do, we are going to support you and support these kids because we know what a trying time this is. The school maintenance staff is going above and beyond to get the parking area ready. It's just been a phenomenal display of support.
Oh, yeah, the maintenance guys, they were all about it.
Yeah. Both the school maintenance and the city maintenance, they have dropped everything to help us, and we could not be more appreciative.
It's coming together. It's less than a week. So on Wednesday at 7 p.m. is parade time. So that's the time to be somewhere along the parade route from Egan Drive. And the parade will go at 7 o'clock up Hazlett and then all the way back to Robe River Drive, which is the street the high school and junior high are on. And then it will proceed and then head back down Meals and past, for folks like me who don't know street names, you know, it's past the grocery store, and then back down Egan once again, right? And then Then they'll be heading down a little short jaunt back up from there to Herman Hutchins, but for their private ceremony and awarding of the diplomas. So is this coming out as you envisioned, or it's just been a journey and you haven't really had a chance to stop and look until... Well, you probably still haven't had a chance to stop.
I haven't had a chance to stop and think about it yet. I think when they, from the very beginning visions, when we were thinking about how we could graduate on Zoom to what this has turned into, it was going to be like a parade. And as they drive by the high school, we were just going to stick a diploma in their car. And this has just turned into something spectacular. It's definitely going to be a graduation ceremony to remember.
Well, and you had mentioned, Shannon, that this is not the first time that Valdez High School has not had a graduation ceremony. Or, I mean, that we are having one, but there was not a graduation ceremony in 1964, right?
That was brought to my attention, yeah. My aunt was part of the graduating class the year of the earthquake, where they had to delay their ceremony and move it to Fairbanks. So I've been told.
Yeah, so... Definitely not having things is an option. It's an option a lot of people are taking advantage of. But thank you for your time and effort to make something happen for these high school seniors. And I guess this is our invite to the community to get involved. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, 7 p.m., May 20th. That's the start of the parade. You can tune in to 1230 AM and 93.3 FM either on your regular radio, on the live stream at kvkradio.com or on the KVK app, and follow along. Be somewhere along the parade route, which will go Egan, Robe River Drive, down Meals, back up Egan, and then listen in to the ceremony that will be happening for the seniors as they walk across the stage, get their diploma. What else is involved in the regular graduation? It's pretty similar to a normal graduation, right? The program?
It is going to be very similar. There are going to be a couple parts that we won't be able to do as normal. I think one of the key things we're going to be missing is the senior slideshow, because we can't project that. It's Alaska in the summertime. It's just too daylight out to make any projections. That doesn't mean it's not there, though. Thanks for reminding us. We have a couple of seniors that have been working really hard to still produce the senior slideshow, and they're going to be providing it to Seed Media to put into their finale video. So shout out to Sarah Bauman and Caitlin Wadsworth, and I'm sure there's going to be a couple others that have been working on it. I just don't have their names off the top of my head.
And anything to add, Mrs. Kelly? You've been a class advisor for years, right? Different classes. What are you going to take away? What are you going to take away from this?
You know, I just am so inspired by these kids who take a deep breath and say, "Okay, this is our new reality. Let's make it one that we can not only be resigned to, but that we can enhance and make a real memory for people."
I think I've said this many times over the last couple months, and that is Valdez is not the worst place to be in our current situation. I think this whole event and the senior class further reinforces that notion that Valdez is a pretty good place to be in good times and in bad. So with that, I think we've put all the information out there, and we hope folks will join us at 7 p.m. for the big senior 2020 first ever high school graduation parade.